Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm Will Selvin, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. The Packers' organized team activities concluded yesterday, and as expected, the reigning MVP, Aaron Rodgers, was not present. According to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, we probably won't have resolution to the situation until Green Bay holds training camp the last week of July. Meanwhile, staying in the NFC North, Bears head coach Matt Nagy has repeatedly said that Andy Dalton, not this year's first-round pick, Justin Fields, is the starting quarterback. Fields saying Dalton has been a tremendous mentor.
Andy's completely taken me under his wing. Any question that I have for him, he's going to answer. And then even when I'm throwing, I think there was one day out after OTAs, I was throwing extra after practice, and he stayed out there specifically just to, you know, see maybe what I was doing wrong, and he was just trying to help me out. So I mean, he's been a huge help for sure. Great things don't happen all at once. So I'm just going to be patient. And of course, like I said earlier, I mean, I've been in this situation before where you know, I've had to learn, but behind a guy. So this is nothing new for me. I'm just, you know, going to take it day by day and get better each and every day. I'm going to trust, you know, Coach Nagy. And, you know, the whole coaching staff here to, you know, develop me and make me the best quarterback that I can be.
The New York Jets, on the other hand, are expected to start their first-round quarterback from this year's draft. Thursday was Zach Wilson's final day of minicamp, and it features some impressive throws from the second overall pick. His head coach, Robert Saleh, was asked what he learned from seeing Wilson in action.
Zach loves ball. That's one thing that I've learned. He's unflappable in the sense that, you know, he doesn't care whether something went good or bad. He wants to know why it went good or bad. He wants to learn from it. And so he's wired exactly the way you want all players to be wired. And so now it's just a matter of him getting as many reps as possible to go into as many situations as possible to see how much he can get better.
The Chiefs are trying to make their third straight Super Bowl appearance this season. A major reason for KC's success is an offense that averaged over 415 total yards per game in 2020. That ranked first in the league. If you thought Andy Reid and company would rest on their laurels, you'd be wrong. Patrick Mahomes says they're cooking up more schemes to keep defensive coordinators up at night.
We always are implementing new stuff, adding new stuff to the offense, trying out different things here and there. And then I think you said it. I mean, we have these running backs that can catch the ball so well out of the backfield, so why not utilize them? With Clyde and Jerick McKinnon, Darryl, Darwin, all these guys, they're really good at running and catching the ball and running routes in space. And so using them, as well as using tight ends and using the receivers, obviously, that are so special. So I think you'll see a wide variety of stuff that we come into the season with, and that's what you want to be with a great offense.
Speaking of Mahomes, yesterday we learned he and Super Bowl 55 MVP Tom Brady will share the cover of Madden NFL 22. Madden hasn't seen two athletes split the cover of the game since Madden NFL 10, when Larry Fitzgerald and Troy Polamalu appeared on the front. Yesterday, Mahomes saying he's honored to be part of this legendary franchise.
I didn't even know you could be on it a second time. And so to be with a guy like Tom and be able to just kind of talk to him and get advice from him whenever we're at the shooting the photos and stuff like that, it's always a good deal. He's a great dude, and he's willing to give advice. So I mean, it's cool. Just hopefully next time we can beat them, and they're not beating me when I'm going to do the shoot with them.
And make sure to join Dan Hansis, Mark Sessler, Greg Rosenthal, and Erica Tamposi for the Around the NFL podcast. All the latest news delivered with a touch of humor. New episodes Tuesday and Thursday. Those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. I'm Will Selva.